Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello everybody, my name is Debbie and I'm your host for today from NDIS Property Australia here in Brisbane. And you're listening to the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world. And today I have with me our customer service officer, Kendall.
Hello there, Debbie. Yes, my name is Kendall.
And tell us a little bit about what you do with us here.
Essentially, what I do, I just talk to people, mainly. Most of the time, if you are calling up, I might, in most cases, I'll be the first person you talk to. And I'll just give you just the, the general details around the SDA, just so you know, like, what you're getting into, what the investment is about, and just all other stuff about the SDA or NDIS. You know, small questions you have, big questions, I'll try to help you out. That's what I do.
Great. And the purpose today really of this podcast is firstly to introduce Kendall, who's been working with us for a few months, 4 months now?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like 3.5, I think. Yeah, it's getting close to 4. Whew, goodness gracious.
Yeah. And to, I guess, talk about our ebooks and our email automation that is probably one of the main reasons that you would hear from Kendall. So Kendall, we have a number of ebooks that are available to download from landing pages that we have. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, the ebooks are essentially, we've just put together a bunch of information about the specific topics. So that could be either the different SDA categories. So there's the 4 different types: IL, Robust, FA, HPS. And also just other things about investments, demand, stuff like that. And we just chuck into a book because there's a lot of information. So to have it in a book and have people just read it in their downtime just makes it a little bit smoother. So like if you are calling up, I know you'd love to talk to us for 40 minutes, but you know, if we can cut that down to like 10 minutes or something so you're not like on the phone all the time and you actually have the information, or you know, in your downtime, you can just read up on it. Just an easier way to get the information to you, essentially.
Absolutely. And so those ebooks are basically an introduction to the various different bits of information we want to portray. So you then, if someone has downloaded an ebook, your job next is to make contact with them?
Yeah, just if they have downloaded something, then we can assume that there may be some interest. So we'll just give them a call, or I'll give them a call, Debbie will give them a call. And we'll just chat and see like, hey, well, like, are you interested? Like, what was the reason around your download? Because sometimes there'll be people investing. Sometimes there'll be other stuff. Like there might be a participant that was like, oh, I'm looking for, like, I want to like find accommodation. I'm an SDA participant. And we're like, oh yeah, fair enough. And then we'll like refer them to like an SDA provider. Like there's many different reasons, or even just research. Some people are just like, I just wanted to know about this because I was just interested, but I can't invest. And you're like, fair enough. And just really narrowing it down and seeing who is interested in our stock, who wants to actually do an investment with the SDA and try to, you know, get some buildings up.
Yeah. So we, I guess one of our marketing plans that we have here that we're still implementing is started with these ebooks as a way of imparting information to assist our marketing team and our sales team and sales support team here with, as Kendall said, all of the inquiries we get, and so that we're not repeating ourselves over and over again on 30-minute, 40-minute phone calls, as much as we love to, but we have so many queries.
Yes. Oh my goodness. There are so many, inquiries. Oh, just go on, Debbie.
So we probably get about 40 people a week who contact us through various methods, through our website, or they call us, they download an ebook. So if you do get a call, we're just finding out if there's another way that we can help you learn a bit more about the SDA side of NDIS property. Another thing that we have in the pipeline that is going to be starting hopefully in the next week or two is some email automation. Now, you'll start to see some of these emails, most of you, those of you who've either downloaded an ebook or contacted us through a different source. This is an email series that we're calling our SDA Investment Fundamentals, and it's going to be a series of 5 emails just introducing you to the basic details. There'll be an introduction, there'll be an email talking about what SDA is, an email talking about the finance, the different stakeholders, an email talking about the different demand, and just everything that you'd need to know if you're starting out in learning about SDA investment, some of the really useful information. So how do you see that helping us in the short and long term, Kendall?
Well, only time will tell. So I'll have to, again, this is, you know, early days. We'll see how this works out. But the main goal that we're looking at is just, just getting the information out to people so that when they are contacting us and they're like, oh, what's this? What's this? Instead of having maybe like 20 questions, maybe cut that down to 15, 10. You know, more of that, or also just more understanding around the customers, around like what the SDA is about. Because again, it's still fairly new. So there is a lot of stuff that, you know, they won't, like, you can't expect people to know about. So I guess just information, more learning is always good. It's never bad. It's always good. That's what I say.
Yeah, so really that's a big part of what we are doing here at NDIS Property Australia is we want to educate people on the SDA housing market, on the investment side of it. If you are looking at an investment, whether you are coming from a different angle, you might be a builder, you might be a provider and you want to know more about it, you might want to look at getting into building, you might want to look at how do you get SDA homes for your clients. So there's just so much to know in this. We actually had a meeting with a builder group yesterday, a few of us here in the office, who are a large builder from New South Wales and are looking at getting into building SDA, and they've come to us to help them, to explain how it all works and whether, you know, they can take away that information, whether it's feasible for them to continue researching and further down the track getting into the SDA market. So that's really what we're all about here is, yeah, helping you out, giving you the information that you need, as this podcast also is a very big part of that. So giving you the information that you need to, whether you're investing, building, whatever it is, to be able to make an informed decision with all of the facts that we can possibly provide to you. So, any last thoughts on that? If people are calling in, what questions would you recommend they still possibly have to ask over and above what information they've hopefully picked up from us in our ebooks and emails?
I was gonna add to, like, with the automation, I think it's also good as well because we've already got, like, whenever you do chat with us, we will have like an info pack as well that we'll send you in an email where it has so much information that you can look through. But I think the automation is really good just as well to give people just snippets at a time, just because the info pack can be a bit overwhelming sometimes. Like, I've had people that call up and go like, oh, they'll like ask me questions about like, oh, what's this? And I'm like, didn't I already give you the info pack? And I'm like, oh, I guess they just didn't get to that bit, or they didn't find that particular thing. So just having these emails as well with the automation, probably just be like, here's your snippet of information, read that, excellent, great, here's another snippet of information, sweet, read that, great. Like, have time to actually get that into your head, because you know, getting overwhelmed sometimes. I feel like people might, because I know I do. I know I did. So I think that's also a really good thing about the automation, which will help people with actually learning about this. Because again, very complex. I think I've said that like 5 times, but it is very complex. There's a lot of crazy complex things with the SDA and NDIS and real estate and so many other categories this goes into.
Thanks, Kendall. Yeah, it is, as you said, so much information. It's often overload. And yeah, we're here to help you at the end of the day. So I hope that this sort of explains a little bit about how we operate in the back end with our sales and marketing, why you might be receiving these emails, why we have these ebooks available for people to download. And hopefully that will help you in learning more about SDA property, whatever your journey is. So that is it for now. And we look forward to chatting to you on our next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.